This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
While reserving the right to change your picks, what is your first glance Final Four after seeing the NCAA tournament brackets released?
I think that's a key phrase in there, while reserving the right to change your picks, so everyone in here has the autonomy to do that, if so choose. I will not. I'm going to stick with them. And I'm always with the disclaimer. I find it impossible to fill out a bracket without having it tinged heavily with nostalgia. So my Final Four resembles probably something that could have been a Final Four in 2009, maybe even 1999, but it's going way back. I'll start with Tennessee, that my lone SEC representative in the Final Four, one of 14 teams that makes it from that conference. Tennessee, Duke, St. John's, and Michigan State. Michigan State and St. John's would match up in that scenario. You'd have Izzo versus Patino. What year is it? Goodness sakes. Izzo versus Patino. I'm taking the Izzos. Sparty in the final against the Dukies and John Shire. And maybe Cooper Flagg. Maybe not, depending on his health. Michigan State and Duke in the final. What year is it? You know what year it is? It's the year the Big Ten wins again. A Big Ten team will cut down the nets for the first time since the last time Michigan State did it in 2000. Mateen Cleaves. Remember that team? Michigan State. Go Sparty. They're going to win it all.
I can get on board with that, David. I like Sparty. I like Tom Izzo. I've got a very similar. My one side is exactly the same as yours. I'll start there. Tennessee and Duke, they're playing each other. If you want a little sleeper down in that bracket to the bottom right, it's Clemson. I don't think they're talked enough about. Look out for Clemson. On the left-hand side, I have my second SEC team, and that's Florida. I am not drinking the Rick Pitino Red Storm St. John's Kool-Aid. Not doing it.
They're gonna
play Florida, yep. But Florida's gonna beat them.
Okay.
Up on top, I've got Michigan State beating Auburn when the going gets tough. The tough go home, and that Michigan State's going to eliminate Auburn. I have Duke and Florida, and I have Florida. I mean, it's chalkity, chalk, chalk, chalk. I've got all twos and ones playing in the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get away from the chalk. It really is difficult. You know, just to mix it up, just for snorts and giggles, I'll go with Florida over Duke as well, but I'll go Michigan and Houston will be my other Final Four teams.
Okay. Wow, you got Michigan going to the Final Four?
Just throwing
awesome.
In. Yeah.
That's good.
Just give a little Big Ten.
They're going to take care of Auburn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, I'm just having fun.
So are we going to, do we need to have our officials on Wednesday or Thursday morning?
Whenever you want. Whenever you choose. Asking. You're the boss.
Yeah.
You're the boss, man.
That's so
You tell me what to do, I do it.
Not here or at home.
Yeah, you can make it Wednesday if you want. I'll do it Thursday. That's fine.
Exactly. See? That's it. I want to know Brandon's.
Whatever you
say,
boss.
Thursday, he'll have it on Wednesday.
Four. I want Brandon's
Brandon,
final
what's
four.
Your final four?
My final four is, I'm kind of with you guys. I got Duke coming out the East. I got Tennessee coming out the Midwest. I got St. John's coming out the West. And then the South bracket, I also have Michigan. I got the same as Mully for right now, which is Michigan beating Auburn. And I actually got Michigan in the final with Duke, and I got Duke winning it.
Wow.
Duke over Michigan? Chris Webber special.
But if Brandon and Mully are right about Michigan, how cool would it be a Michigan State to go to the Final Four?
I think it would be cool.
That would be a really cool game.
That's exactly what I have for my bracket. I have Michigan taking on Michigan State, so they can go to the Final Four.
That's a good Big Ten provincial pick.
I think Michigan might have trouble. I think Michigan might have trouble with Texas A&M.
Yeah,
you know, I like that they went big, but you always look for senior. You look for guards. It's a guards tournament, and Florida has the best guards in the nation. They got three of them. So
watch out for Yale. I know you're talking about Texas A&M, but Yale could be Texas A&M.
Well, yeah. Texas A&M is one of those, I think, can't-miss opening games. There's not a ton of them on Thursday, Friday, but that's one that I really
I am watch. Really curious to see what Drake can do, and I'm very curious to see if Indiana wants to hire that coach.
Ben McCollum?
When
Iowa might want
over.
To hire him, too.
Well, there you go.
And I think Drake, I have beating Missouri in the first round.
I think that Big Z wants a word. But I also believe that it could be VCU could be a scare team.
I got them winning, too. That's a good call.
Yeah,
I think Wisconsin could win two games, and I have them being eliminated by Alabama. And Wisconsin is playing at a pretty high level this time of year, like Greg Gard's teams tend to do. So I'm just intrigued by the Duke-Michigan matchup in the final that Brandon Fryer has.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
That would be something else.
Yeah.
Two good coaches.
Chris Webber. That's pretty funny.
But Chris Webber, that was against North Carolina. It just made me think of Duke in the 90s.
Yeah.
The Fab Five was the hot in the 90s, too. Chris Webber's timeout lived in infamy, and he's still best known for that. Best known. Him and Matt Eberflus, two guys known for timeouts best.
Oh, man.
Ones they didn't have. Or ones they didn't take.
Why'd you have to bring that up? I'd forgotten about that.
You like Houston, though, huh? Over Purdue? I think I have them, too. But
I think Purdue's going out early.
Oh, you got them beating. You don't have them beating Clemson, do you?
I have them losing to High Point.
You do not.
I got High Point ahead of them.
Seth Davis said that last night.
Well, I'm going way the other way.
I've got Clemson beating Purdue.
Okay. I can respect that.
I got Purdue in the Elite Eight.
Thank you.
Yeah, Purdue's going to do okay.
I have Purdue losing to Houston, so I think Brandon's Mr. Big Ten then this year.
Look at him.
I'm down with Big Ten.
Down with the Big Ten.
All right.
Interesting.
Who did you take in the women's bracket?
USC.
USC?
Yeah.
Juju all the way.
Juju.
Big Ten all the
when
way.
When do I have to have that filled out by?
Thursday. I got USC and Notre Dame going a long way.
All right. That is your pick six. We're going to open up the phone lines 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.